I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. For a lot of people around the globe, applying for legal entry into the U.S. involves very long odds. Here's one example. Last year, nearly 8 million people applied for a permanent resident visa through the so-called green card lottery. Only 50,000 people in certain eligible countries got one. We're going to hear the story of one lucky lottery winner, a young Somali refugee named Abdi Noor Iftin. Our producer in London, Leo Hornack, has made a documentary about him.
I was making a program completely unrelated to it, but it was just touching tangentially on lotteries. And I did a quick Google about the green card lottery, and a blog post he'd written came up. And I realized that this seemed like someone who had a very interesting life. He was living in one of the toughest slums in Kenya, a place called Eastleigh, where most of the refugees, Somali refugees, live. And he had decided that he wanted to become an American, and it had been his dream from childhood. He had been known as Mr. America since childhood, since being a teenager in war-torn Mogadishu. There's a great story that Abdi told me, which always stayed with me, about the idea of him being Mr. America. He told me about how when US Marines first landed in Mogadishu, he was just a kid, and he remembers his parents talking about the fact that US soldiers are coming, and he ran out and he saw these US soldiers, and the only time he'd ever seen people like that was watching Rambo, you know, watching thrillers, Hollywood movies. And he ran around the soldiers shouting Rambo, 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 he told me, and they started smiling at him and handing out food, and they brought an element of security to his neighborhood. And ever since then, that really planted the seed of thinking that there was another world out there outside the chaos of Mogadishu that perhaps one day he might be able to reach.
Okay, now what happened is that Abdi and a group of his friends decided to apply for this green card lottery, the U.S. green card lottery, from an internet cafe. And obviously his application is one of the winners. But unlike getting a lottery ticket, you don't just, turn the ticket in and get your money. Winning the green card lottery is just the beginning of a long process. So tell us what it was like for Abdi going through this process.
As you said before, there are 50,000 green cards given away at random every year by the U.S. federal government. But they actually select randomly twice as many people as that. You still need to attend this one embassy interview at a local US embassy and present various pieces of paperwork. And it's up to the discretion of that embassy to say, no, not you. Yes, please come in. Your future is completely different. And it all comes down to that day alone. And what happened, which was fascinating but also terrifying, was that he had terrible, terrible timing to be selected, Abdi, because I don't know, maybe Aaron, you might remember the Westgate shopping mall siege.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, last year. Well, this happened a few months after that. And what the Kenyan authorities did was they organized a huge crackdown on the whole Somali community to try and find sympathizers and allies of the terrorists. But it was often very indiscriminate. And what really happened was that almost every Somali national, every refugee living in Nairobi basically became a target for arrest and deportation and internment. So Abdi, of course, couldn't leave the city because he had his embassy interview. So he went into hiding with his brother for months, and they started running low on food. It became a terrifying time. And I think we've got a clip of one of the days when I just phoned him up at the end of the day to find out how he was doing. I'd had an ordinary day at the office, and this is what had happened to him on the same day.
Leo, I'm telling you, they have chased me with machetes, with stones.
You're kidding.
It was only 2 hours ago. It was like only 10 steps away from my house. And then there's this like 50 armed young man.
Did you expect to die?
I did, yeah. There was one moment I was thinking, all right, this is the end of it, man.
So, yes, Aaron, you can hear from that it was certainly not an easy ride to the United States for someone, even if you do win a green card lottery.
Okay, now, Leo, as you say, he lives this crazy life there in Mogadishu. He wins the green card lottery. And finally, after all this, Abdi is granted a U.S. visa. What was his reaction to that, and what happened next?
Well, there's a very simple way of telling you the reaction when, after all these troubles, all these difficulties, and all this tension had been finished and he actually got his hand on the visa. Let's just play the clip. At that moment, he recorded an audio diary.
Oh my God, it's issued. It's issued. What the hell's going on? It's issued. This big smile was on my face. I've never ever had such a big smile. Never, ever, ever, ever.
And Leo, we're all smiling here in the studio. It's must have been an incredible moment.
It is, because what you're hearing there is something very unusual, which is someone's entire life's dream coming true in their hands. And I felt enormously privileged that Abdi chose to record something like that, that moment, and chose to share it with me and all our listeners as well, and allowed me to share it with a much wider public.
So, Leo, Abdi has made it to the United States, as you say. He lives in a small town outside of Portland, Maine. It's got to be a big switch for him. What is life like for him now?
He has been preparing for this his whole life. So in one way, this cultural change is not as dramatic as you might expect. He's someone who's been teaching himself English since childhood, he's been watching Hollywood movies, but that's still a little bit different from the reality. And you can imagine the change from Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, or Mogadishu to the climate of Maine in winter has been quite a severe change. So he's been dressing up very warm. He's managed to find a job and he's been sending money home, helping to support his family. One of the things that he was really looking forward to, and he told me this particularly when food was running short, we would speak when food was running short back when he was kind of in hiding, was donuts. He told me that he'd always wondered what donuts taste like. He said, I always see them in cop movies from Hollywood, you know, like something with juice in it or custard or something, but with a hole in the middle. Uh-huh. And I've always wondered what that tastes like. And so when I visited him, I went out to visit him in the States and we caught up face to face and we went to Dunkin' Donuts together and we ate donuts together. And me as an Englishman, it was also quite a cultural shock, I can tell you. But for Abdi, it was a real moment of this was the kind of completion of the dream to have something like that.
Our own Leo Hornack telling us about his new documentary, Abdi and the Golden Ticket. Leo, always great to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
We have pictures of Abdi and his visa at PRI.org. That's also where you'll find a link to Leo's full BBC documentary.